B-Pod Studios.
It's the 3 o'clock hour. Some unbelievable news just broke. The Phillies getting Bryce Harper. It's being confirmed by everybody who's working in the industry now. So it looks like it is true. First of all, it's the 3 o'clock hour. The Mike Missanelli Show, and it's brought to us by Corbley's Bakery and Deli. World famous tomato pie and hoagie party trays. Every bit is good. The deal apparently is for $330 million. Over a 10-year period?
No, it is.
It's less than 10 years? It's more?
This is the deal.
Okay, what's the deal?
13 years.
13 years?
$330 million. No opt-outs.
13 years.
$330 million
for 13 years.
Yep, so 30 per. No opt-outs at all.
Okay, so at the end of the day, we talked about the 330 being more than what Giancarlo Stanton was getting, 325.
This was 13, 325.
So in the end, ladies and gentlemen, it wasn't the L.A. thing and the lemon trees. It wasn't the wife. It was the best offer, which is what we've been yearning for the Phillies to do, at least in this show. And I think the 3 o'clock hour ought to be dedicated to me, frankly, for keeping the gas pedal down on this organization to the point where possibly we created a fan base that would not accept anything less than the Phillies spending their money. I think that everybody should bow down to me, Tyrone, in the 3 o'clock hour. What do you think?
As uncomfortable.
Is that a good idea?
I actually think
Forget
it
Bryce
is.
Forget Bryce Harper. Forget it. Forget it. Bow to me.
I go with that, Mike.
I had your back.
We were going to be putting heat on him, you know, starting next week. We're on 4 hours every day on NBC Sports Philadelphia, the same station that carries the game.
That's correct.
We would have been roasting them nonstop, 100 miles per hour if they didn't get the deal done. And I believe
that is correct.
It's totally because of you, Mike.
This is the value of Sports Talk Radio. Sometimes Sports Talk Radio can create a climate with the fan base where they don't accept the BS of an organization to save pennies. And they will go forward with making the team the best they can make it by spending the money. It's a novel concept, but they put more dollars on the table than the highest paid player. It's unbelievable how money talks, isn't it?
It all worked out.
There you go. You got your right fielder. Bad news for Tyrone. Your boy's packing his bags right now as we speak.
You owe Mike a sandwich.
Oh my God.
He's going to play in the D League.
No. I don't know. The bet was if they didn't get Harper.
What?
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Now, one thing that is a little bit interesting, though, on yearly average, he's not the highest paid player. He's highest paid on total guaranteed money.
And
he was going to get one or the other. He actually averages 25.38 per for all 13 years, and there's no opt-out. So all those people that were saying it was opt-out, there is no opt-out in the deal.
I don't get the money. The 13 years is kind of weird.
That's what Stanton got, 13.325.
Really?
He gets 13.330.
All right.
That's why.
There it is. So Boris had to outdo the highest paid player in the game. I didn't know Stanton got 13.
Yeah, he got 13.325.
All right, so there you go. So at the end of the day, Boris won, which we all knew he was going to win because that's what he was determined to win. And finally, the Phillies did the right thing, okay? I don't want to hear people calling, well, in the 10th or 13th year, he's going to kill you. You're going to be dead by then. Don't even worry about it. All right? Let's go to Tim in Lancaster. Tim, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah, you got cut off. Breaking the great news. I am excited. Mike, you deserve all the credit.
Thank you. I will take the credit. Thank you. I'm humble, but I will take.
You've been slamming the Phillies, and you deserve all the credit because you were telling the truth all along.
Yeah, sometimes you got to put the squeeze on them, Tim. Now, I don't know how much power I have, but all I can do is create a climate with the fan base where the fan base is not siding with the organization. There's no reason to side with the organization. They need to do right by you.
Absolutely. What I was saying about Lindros was simply that we threw everything to get him here and exactly what we needed to do with Harper.
Yes.
And I agree. And great show. I can't wait till next week until you're on till 6.
All right, Timmy.
For taking my call.
All right, buddy, you got it. Yeah, well, this is just free money. You don't have to give up anybody. Lindros, they had to kind of gut their squad for Lindros. You know, they gave up some good players in that deal. All right, let's go Ed in Wilmington. Ed, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ed.
Mike, it was your mojo. Hey, how about that? No opt-out. Finally, It was the best announcement that you guys been on TV by Natalie. It was just perfect timing.
It really was. We went from bashing to delighting.
Oh, my God. I was ready to call in with the bash call. I wanted you to play Murray from Goodfellas. I want my money.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, after all this long, arduous thing, they arrived at what they should have been in the first place. You know, that's the whole thing. They dragged this thing through broken glass.
You can't say you're going to spend stupid money and then not do it.
You're right. They didn't, and they finally saw that. Maybe it took the wave of sentiment from the fans that we're going to be in trouble if we don't do this.
There would be so many sulking fan faces for the whole season. Now that crack of that bat, you won't be a slug in Clearwater. You got something to look forward to now.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and
it's going to be great.
It is.
And you know baseball better than I. He's going to fit right in that lineup.
Well, of course he will. He put him in the third hole. Not even Gabe Kapler can screw that up.
Break that down.
He's not going to hit him eighth. That's for sure.
I don't want to watch your head come off in the 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock hour, whatever. So we can relax.
Yeah, you got it, Ken. My head was going to come off today.
I know.
All right, buddy.
See ya.
You got it. Third in the line. I don't know what their lineup's going to look like. I don't know. They don't really have a leadoff hitter, but I know I got Harper in the three hole. It's like we used to have Schmidt in the three hole. Harper in the three hole every day.
You fill
out lineup cards. Like if I'm Gabe Kapler, just to save time for me writing, like I'll get 162 lineup cards and just write Harper in third spot. And then you just fill it from there like a crossword. Carl in South Jersey, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Carl.
Guys, everything is beautiful. Like what are we worrying about?
What are we worried about? Everything is beautiful.
Right, you worry too much.
They're going to make them.
Yeah, you're worried too. You didn't tell them?
Yeah.
Natalie told them. So I was originally going to call. I mean, listen, I was loaded for bear and I was ready to go at it because we were taking Jim Duquette versus Dave Sampson and Jim Bowden, who were both also, one was a president and one was a GM, who also had information that the Phillies were close to doing something just like this.
Mm-hmm.
But if I've learned anything in the day of Twitter, which was always the case, it was just done in different methods. There's so much information out there that is put out either by the agent or friend. Like, everyone has an agenda, and all we could do is sit back and wait. And at the end of the day, like, if it's true that he doesn't have any opt-outs, I mean, yeah, he went for the most money, and that's what every big-time free agent's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
But he got a deal. Like, he's choosing to be here if it is 13 years with no opt-outs. He's not trying to go anywhere else. So I think he had the leverage to get it, and I don't think he would have had to give up the cash to get a 3 or 5 year, especially after Arenado just got it.
Listen, all along,
it's a great deal.
I thought that Boris wasn't going to settle for anything but the top guaranteed salary. I mean, the guaranteed money. I mean, that's what he was in it for. So, like, you know, to not acknowledge that if you're the Phillies, and I don't think they acknowledged it for a really long time. They actually thought they were going to get him for less than $300 million. And well, in the end, I think the pressure of not getting him got to the Phillies, and they had to crack it.
Well, here's the thing. I don't think say what you want about McPhail and Klentak, you know, trying to drive the analytics home and having a price. I think ultimately it came down to John Middleton saying, this is my team.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pay the money. And he overrode everybody else, and they got it.
You could be absolutely right about that. And we'll find that out maybe.
A couple more details, Mike.
All right, more details?
More details, okay.
On the contract?
Yes, the 13-330 has a no-trade clause. And Ken Rose, that's from Passan, who's been on top of this. Salisbury also has that as well.
Yeah.
Ken Rosenthal throws in, this is the quote, no opt-outs, Harper didn't want one. So, no trade clause, 13-year deal. Bryce Harper is committed to being a Philadelphia Philly for the rest of his career. So it wasn't that he didn't want to come to Philadelphia. Not only is he coming, he will be here, if it's up to him, for 13 years.
And all along, at least my position was, he would come here if you paid him the most money. And it took the Phillies maybe longer than they should have to acknowledge it, but they finally got there and they paid him the most money.
And they didn't have to break the per year average. They had to break the total total money average. He was going to break one or the other. He was either going to break the per year. He was going to break the total. The Phillies went with the total, and he signed it and a complete no trade clause. So that whole he doesn't want to play in Philadelphia, that was comparatively all BS. Because why have a no trade clause and no opt out on a 13-year deal if you hate a city? That just that was fake. That was all fake news. Just like you said 2 days ago, it was fake news.
All right, so at the end of this contract, Bryce Harper Jr. will be a seventh-grade star at Episcopal Academy. Basically, is what we're talking about.
Yes, he's not going anywhere.
Yes. Robert in New Jersey, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Robert.
Hey, Mike.
What's up, Robert?
I'm one happy Philly fan since 1978.
Yep. How about this lineup they throw in there now? Nice.
So it's a 13-year contract?
13, 330. No opt-out, no trade clause.
And where would they bat on that?
Well, he's a three-hole hitter. Yeah, you put him in a third hole, you got to get him up in the first inning. Obviously, if you're your best hitter, you put him in a three spot.
God, if you don't pitch to him, you got to pitch to Hoskins.
Yeah, Hoskins is your four hitter. So there you go. You got Harper, Hoskins. Herrera will probably, unless they put McCutcheon in the leadoff spot. I'll go McCutcheon 5, Herrera 6. Franco 7. There you go. There's your line. There's your meat.
And what outfielder gets the axe?
Well, Nick Williams get traded somewhere.
Oh, I don't want him to get traded because I like him.
Well, he's a left-handed hitter. Would you keep him or would you keep Altair as a pinch hitter? I mean, I don't know. Who knows? But it seems to me that Nick Williams doesn't fit in anymore now.
All right, next thing I would do is go after Dallas Keuchel.
Go after Dallas Keuchel, complete the cycle. All right, I like it. I don't know, maybe Nick Williams will platoon a little bit with McCutcheon. McCutcheon, 32 years old now, maybe we'll have some young legs. Nick Williams makes the team as left-handed hitter, platoon guy for left field.
And I think he'll play some center field.
He's not gonna for get, Herrera? Yeah,
I think he'll play some center field. Quinn already has MRI. That guy has trouble staying healthy.
Williams will stay with the squad?
I think he will, at least in the short term. They may look to move him. He probably has a little bit of value at 25 years old.
Try to put their 25-man roster together.
Oh, you're trying to put the whole roster?
I'm going to put their roster together during the break.
All right,
we got Mark in Brookhaven. Mark, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Mark?
Hey, man, the Phillies Bryce Harper jersey is now officially ordered. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is great. I've been refreshing Twitter for the past week and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Every 2 minutes, and to finally see that tweet come through, I mean, this just goes to show, like you said, and like I've been telling people I'm close with all along, all that rumors, all those talk were just that. I mean, obviously, like you guys were just saying, he's committed to this city. He doesn't want to play anywhere else, mm-hmm. even if it does have to do with the money, but mm-hmm. my God, he's here.
Yes, he is.
And I don't see anything less than what the betting lines are saying, and I think he does win.
The Phillies have to be the favorite now to win the division.
Oh, yeah, that and also with Bryce Harper, I think he has a monster first mm-hmm. year, and I think this first year sets the tone for what's going to be a very exciting mm-hmm. next at least 6-7 years of great Phillies baseball that the city finally mm-hmm. can get back after the long drought we've had with it.
Absolutely. All right, brother. I'll tell you what, the tenor of this show has completely changed. I don't know if I can handle this. This is too much of a transition. You know, from pressing the pedal to saying, let's suck on lollipops.
I know. An emotional roller coaster.
It's unbelievable. All right, Dan Roach, our producer at NBC Sports Philly, has a lineup up there, which I don't agree with. But, well, we'll put it up there anyway. He's got Harper hitting 2.
Yeah, so here's the lineup.
And Segura hitting 3.
Yeah, since you haven't seen it, it's Hernandez leading off.
Mm-hmm.
Harper 2, Segura 3, Hoskins, Realmuto, McCutcheon, Franco, just like you had, mm-hmm. Herrera in the 8-hole, and then Nola.
That Herrera would be in the 8-hole.
Yeah. Kind of like, he usually likes to put that speed mm-hmm. guy. He probably they're going to have Herrera bat ninth some days, because you know how he does.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what he's going to do at leadoff. They like Hernandez. I don't know. My lineup would go Segura, Realmuto, Harper, Hoskins, McCutcheon, Herrera, Franco, Hernandez. It is possible that you can switch out McCutcheon with Realmuto and have Realmuto be your five hitter and have McCutcheon either as your two or your one. If you have McCutcheon as your one, Segura hits two. But any way you slice the meat of your lineup is pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Know? Oh, yeah. Much
and,
better.
I mean, Harper to me is better as a three hitter because, you get a couple guys on and have him come in a three hole rather than be your two hitter with a leadoff hitter on and protecting the leadoff guy who's on. I don't know if that fits him as much as three does. So, we'll see. Let's go to 10 in Nazareth. Ken, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ken.
The attitude's about to change really quick on this show. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, it flipped completely.
I love it. I just left school. I'm a teacher. I'm on my way home. And really, I can't believe I'm so happy I heard this. All right. I have so much I want to say. I'm going to try and do it as quick as I can.
Okay.
One, 13 years, no opt-outs, total commitment, not only by him, but also by the squad, even though everybody's been bashing them. And I just think that as far as marketing goes and purchasing things, nobody's going to be hesitant to get season tickets, apparel, you name it. Everybody's going to be all in. The girls are going to show up. The guys are going to show up. It's going to be phenomenal. All right?
Yeah. Secondly, yes, it is going to be phenomenal.
Secondly, when that DH comes into the National League, and it's coming, the back end of that contract is not going to be that bad because this contract is a deal, in my opinion, as far as that money goes.
Yep. Okay.
And then last but not least, with the way you just set the lineup, with McCutcheon and Hernandez switching out the two, I agree 100% that's the way it needs to be done.
Yeah, well, see how they put it together.
I'm ecstatic, baby!
All right, buddy, you got it. All right, so, I'm looking at my eight starters here, and then I've got 13 pitchers, because you get your five starters, they're going to carry eight relief pitchers, because that's what they do. So that leaves four subs, Tyrone. The four subs are either, Quinn will make it.
Yeah.
Williams or Altair. Not both of them. Knapp, Kingery.
Yeah, you got to have Scotty Jetpacks.
There's your 25-man roster.
Yeah.
13 pitchers, your eight starting players, your four subs.
You know, they should probably look to move Nick Williams.
There you go. You know,
he's 25. You could probably get a decent lower end prospect type guy for him because he can play on another team. He's not going to get enough at bats.
Yeah, well, you got Quinn to get from the left side. So do you need two guys to hit from the left side? No. Or would you rather have Quinn and a right handed hitter who can hit your home run, which is Altair?
I'd rather have the righty. So I would probably look to move Williams.
Yeah, well, like I said, they'll probably move Williams.
Yeah. Which, hurts me.
I know, that's your boy, because you have to revoke his membership in Club Tyrone.
Yeah. I got to find a Philly. You know who I'm going to put Dylan Cousins in?
Dylan Cousins?
He'll be a guy who can come to Club Tyrone to replace. I need somebody. He'll be up and down all year. Dylan Cousins will be the guy.
He won't sniff a Philly uniform this year.
The guy gets hurt, he will.
He will not.
The guy's having a great spring, too.
With this team, he won't sniff the major leagues.
Dylan Cousins is in replacing Nick Williams.
Come on, man. Stop. Jim in Redding, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jim.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Jim?
Of course, I'm very happy about the Harper thing.
Uh-huh.
But if people complain about money, I was hearing rumors 350 for 10 years. Now you're talking 13. So look at that. It's less per year. If
you
look at
there you go. But it's still a commitment of more money than anybody in baseball. 330.
Exactly. But the thing is, now maybe, see what you think about this, maybe putting some kind of package deal together and go after another pitcher like Kluber from Cleveland.
Well, what package are you going to put together to get Kluber?
Well, you can get, Williams or Herrera or, it's one of their, high prospects.
Yeah, they I don't know if they have this high prospect right now that would be worth that kind of trade. But, yeah, certainly. But Herrera and Williams, is that enough for them to give up Corey Kluber?
Yeah, I know. But they need another pitcher.
Yeah, no, I get it. Here's the thing about this team. Just like 2008, right? Their starting pitching wasn't very good, was it?
No.
Okay, they won by out-hitting teams and with a bullpen to lock things down. That's how they won, 2008.
Right.
So well, this is kind of this is kind of the same thing.
Well, their bullpen's better. I think.
Yeah. All right. Is. So they have a decent bullpen, and they've got a really good starting eight that can score a lot of runs. They're going to score 5-6 runs a game with this offense.
Well, that would be something different since we had for the last couple of years.
Exactly.
We can score with the.
Yeah, so it would be nice to have another pitcher, but I still think they can win with this staff and this offensive team, which is really, really good with Harper.
They stay healthy. Yeah, Effin and I can't think of the guy's name, the other starter they had last year. They could stay healthy. They could prove.
Who are you talking about? What other starter?
The starters they had last year.
Yeah, three, four, five stink. By the way, they're going to have to survive with 3-4-5.
Yeah, they're going to have to improve. But that might be okay. It might be better.
All right, buddy. You got it, Jim. Appreciate the call. Right now, the third starter would be who? I mean, throw cards up in the air and one lands. Who's your third starter? Who knows? They love their Eichhoff. I'll put Eichhoff in there. I'll put Eichhoff. I'll put Eflin. And I'll put Vinny V. So who am I leaving out?
No, I think
I'm leaving somebody out. Who is it?
Pavetta?
Oh, I forgot about Pavajina.
I don't think you're going to have to worry about that. The one thing is the annual average is only the 14th highest ever. He got the most guaranteed ever, which was the important part.
Yeah.
There's money left for Keuchel now.
Okay.
So you probably should, they should probably sign him.
All right, and make Keuchel your third starter.
Yeah.
And then there are four guys vying for two spots.
Yeah, and nobody lasts with only five pitchers. Actually, nobody finishes the season only starting six guys. You need seven and to be realistic anyway. Mm-hmm. So they kind of need Keuchel, even though he's not an ace. They need him because you know he can give you 180-plus innings.
Yeah.
So I think that they have the money. If they're still in stupid money mode because they actually made a savings on an annual basis, they can sign Keuchel now, get him in just like you did with Arrieta, and have a veteran guy who at least you feel like you can trust a little bit more than your least favorite pitcher.
Well, all four of them I can't stand.
But you have a thing about Pavetta.
Well, because everybody, all I hear about, oh, it's good, a live arm, throws 95. All right, yeah. Good.
So that's
610-632-0975 is how you get in, although it's going to be tough to get in today. So squeeze your way in on the Mike Misnelli Show on radio and TV. Back after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
All right, it's 3:30. It is time to update our Twitter poll. We have a new one out there.
I had to have a new one.
We switched it up.
Yeah.
We got a new Twitter poll.
Yes.
And the new Twitter poll is what, Natalie?
The new Twitter poll is, are you happy Bryce Harper is a Philly? The options are yes and yes.
Wait a minute. There's an option?
I had to put two. It has to be a poll. The options are yes and yes.
Oh, the options are yes and yes.
Yes, over 1,500 votes on this.
So everybody's saying yes.
95% say yes number one. 5% say yes number two.
Well, you should. I tell you what. Do this.
I'm going to do it again.
Put yes and the second option, too much money. So people at least have a choice.
You really want to?
Yeah, I don't see how many people think it's too much money.
Fine.
Okay, we'll do a third Twitter poll.
I'll do a third Twitter poll.
Yes or no, too much money.
Okay, fine.
All right.
I was just very excited.
I know you guys are all excited in there, but we got to give people a choice. We got to give the miserables a chance to say it's too much money.
I don't want to.
Well, we have to. All right. I got your 25-man roster. Now, Tyler Zulli, our phone screener today, came in with his, but mine's a little different.
All right.
Pitching staff is just slightly different. So your pitchers will be 13. Your five starters, Nola Arrieta, and three of Eichhoff, Eflin, Velasquez, Pavetta, or two of those four if they get Keuchel. Your starting eight players, Segura, Real Muto, Harper, Hoskins, McCutcheon, Herrera, Franco, Hernandez. Your subs, Quinn, Williams are out there, Knapp, Kingery, and your relief pitchers, Dominguez, Robertson, Neshek, Neris, Hunter, definite 5 of 8. Nicasio, the veteran right-hander, Adam Morgan, the lefty.
You got Adam
and
Morgan.
James Pazos, who they got in a trade with Seattle, a lefty. They keep two lefties out there, which leaves, knocking on the door, people like Adubray Ramos, Yaxel Rios, Victor Arano, Jose Alvarez, who's a left-hander. So those guys will be the next man up.
That's a good roster. They have good relievers.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't like Hunter, and you never know about Neris. And I still don't know how Neshek gets people out.
They are good. Yeah. And Neris, when he's on, he's had great months.
Yeah.
You know how relievers are, they're up and down.
You can never tell with
but
Neris.
He has great whole months. He could be your best reliever
for
a month.
Yeah, but he's going to be on the roster. Those first five are locks.
Yeah, they're good. I wonder who's, right. You know who's probably the only person who's really, really upset right now?
Who's that?
The legendary Jim Gardner.
Jim Gardner. He said too much money. He said it was too much money for him.
Hey, $330 million Legendary Jim.
I don't know what he's squawking about. He makes $300 million.
Right.
Crying out loud.
Come on, man.
He makes $300 million a year. That fella.
Uh-huh.
Forget the total worth of the contract. Thomas and Broomall. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Thomas.
Hey, guys. What's up?
What's up, Tom?
Hey, man, I can't believe we finally got him.
How about that?
You know, with Harper coming here and everything, if you haven't done it already, you know, every Phillies fan out there should get their scotch, their vodka, you know, make a toast to Mike Missanelli and the Phillies for making this all possible.
Thank you. I'm glad you saw the light, Thomas, that it's all about me today. And yeah, not about the Harper signing. It's about me. Urging the Phillies to sign him.
Yep. I mean, I know a lot of people are probably still at work. Hey, they probably have secret compartments. They probably got something stashed in their desk or something. But I mean, when it broke out on the show that Bryce signed, Natalie told everyone.
Yes.
You know, I'm pretty sure that you probably didn't buy it, did you? Just like everyone else.
It was Heyman. And I know Heyman's been so up and down in his reporting in this little situation that I didn't know what to believe. But then it started coming in and then verified by other guys that are also national reporters. So that made it true.
Yeah, and I called a couple weeks ago because I had ordered my Bryce Harper shirt already. Mm-hmm. And I had said that I'm confident that they will sign him. I'm just glad that shirt and that money that I paid for that shirt.
Well, there you go.
All right, thanks.
All right, buddy. Now, what number will he have, Bryce Harper? What number does he wear in Washington?
34.
34? Who wears 34? The Phillies. Does somebody wear 34 already?
I don't know, but that was Holiday's
number.
Oh,
that's
right, it was Holiday's.
But I don't think he, unfortunately, because of the small amount of time he was here, it can't be retired.
You got to give him 34.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Anthony and Philly, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Anthony.
Hey, how we doing today,
Mike? What's up, Ant?
I just want to talk some Philadelphia Soul football today, you know?
Yeah, okay, let's do it.
No, I'm just messing with you. But
today, oh, really? Were you just messing with me? Because I really thought you were serious.
No. Today's a big day for other reasons than that, you know what I'm talking about?
I hear you.
So what are you thinking for the next move? We can't just stop here. We need to keep building on, you know?
Yeah, we'll keep building on. If they add a left-handed pitcher, starting pitcher, Dallas Keuchel, if they get him, they're all set. You're talking about a team going to the World Series now.
Yeah. No,
I'll tell you what a difference that is when you come into a season thinking that your team can actually win something.
Oh, 100%. My next question, what are your feelings on Jake Arrieta this season?
I don't know. I don't know what to think about Jake Arrieta. I think he's on the way down as a pitcher. I hope they can get 6 innings out of him, an outing. You can't even count on your two pitcher to be consistent right now, unless he proves it.
Yeah, I mean, I just, as a sports fan, I got that feeling inside of me about a special season for him this year.
I hope you're right, but he's just coming off meniscus surgery too, so.
Yeah, that's tough. But I mean, worst comes to worst, you just bring Moyer back, right?
Jamie, yeah, he'll come up. That sounded like a pot laugh. Did you hear that laugh?
Yeah.
It sounded like a marijuana laugh.
He might have hit one before in a celebration.
Let's go to Kenny in Delaware. Kenny, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Kenny.
Hey, Mike. First What's time up, caller Kenny? Here.
How you doing, buddy?
Good. So I just wanted to say that I'm a Phillies employee, and, you know, we were doing great up until the All-Star break last year.
Uh-huh.
And right after that, we trailed down hard, as you guys well know.
Mm-hmm.
Morale was at an all-time low at the ballpark. I'm mm-hmm. just excited to see how things turn out come opening
day. It's going to be amazing. I mean, listen, you're working for an organization right now that's got a chance to win a World Series?
Yeah.
Seriously, I mean, that's lofty stuff, man. You come to the park, you remember the old days? You know, 2008 when they were contender? People coming to that game, 40,000 strong coming to that park every night?
Well, that's what I like to see, you know. I'm an entertainment group, and, you know, just being able to mess with the fans and people there. You know, I can't be more excited for this.
No, I mean, listen, as an employee, I guess you would be excited, Kenny. Have a fun season, bro.
Hey, thanks, guys.
All right, man, there it is. Look, even the employees have their spirits lifted. Last year, morale low. Last year, nobody smiling.
Man.
I want to talk to his wife.
Well, now
I need to talk to Bryce Harper's wife. When we get to Clearwood, I'm going to seek her out.
Kayla. I'm going to tell her that she
can. What was your role in all this?
She can come hang out with me when they move here.
There you go. Yeah, you ought to hang out with Kayla when we get there next week. We're going to be obviously at spring training next Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, it's fun.
I make friends easily.
Broadcasting made possible by Ferguson HVAC Line Conklin, by the way, providing contractors throughout the Delaware Valley with equipment, parts, supplies for every heating and cooling job. And also, starting Monday, this show will be on in its entirety for 4 hours on NBC Sports Philadelphia. So I wanted to tell you that. Unfortunately, our first week, we won't be on TV by the end of the week. We're not going to be doing Thursday and Friday on TV. But the first 3 days of the week, 4 hour shows right here on NBC Sports Philly.
Yes, that'll be exciting. And the wife got slandered unnecessarily, as it turned out. Not only was she willing to come to Philly, they're basically committed to Philly for the rest of their lives. They might love Philadelphia.
She's going to love it here.
But that's another person. The Kendall Jenner comes to Philadelphia. She falls in love with it. Apparently, he comes to Philadelphia and they fall in love. It's just funny how that works. This city can win you over once you get in it. You just have to come to the city and not be afraid.
Well, because you get here and you realize how great it actually is and how great the people are. And
I'm wired right now.
She's going to have her children in Philadelphia.
Yep, they will.
Uh-huh.
They're going to raise their Philadelphians.
Philadelphians.
Look at that.
Children.
Skies are so blue right now.
The Harper clan.
Forget that snow tonight. It's going to be great.
So when does he get the spring training? If you're Bryce Harper, when would you show up?
Saturday.
Tomorrow? Yeah?
Not Saturday. I get my affairs in order.
Yeah.
I'm moving across the country. I'm not coming from around Vegas. Saturday.
Monday? Yeah.
They put him in a lineup?
Yep.
Right in a lineup?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
610-632-0975. Back after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
It's 3:46. It's a different day and a different tenor of radio show and TV radio show today as Bryce Harper signs with the Phillies. Again, if you're just tuning in, $330 million, the most total dollars in baseball, but for 13 years, which is very interesting. 13-year deal. That's what Giancarlo Stanton got. Bryce Harper gets the same, and he gets $5 million more, so Scott Boras can claim he's got the highest priced client in the game, which is what he wanted all along. The Phillies seemed resistant to that until today when they probably realized that they just had to do it. They couldn't pass up this opportunity to grab him while other teams were knocking on his door and all this. So, you know, and Boras played it the right way. As an agent, you got to give that guy credit. He played it the right way. And He got his money, and the Phillies got their player. And right now, it changes the Phillies' outlook. I'm telling you, this is a team now that you look at and say they can actually win something, and their fan base gets paid back. And it's all credit to me. I mean, let's face it.
Correct.
No, it's really not. But sometimes, like, public pressure and like, what talk radio can do is like a market research for a team. And there was a tenor out there of dissatisfaction that they weren't going to pull this off and they were being cheap. And when that happens, there was no way they could turn back from that. If they didn't land this player, there would be discontent for an entire summer. So they got it done. Let's go to Dennis in Jersey. Dennis, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dennis.
How many tickets you think they're going to sell tomorrow?
They're going to sell a lot.
A lot.
Yep.
Okay, the reason I'm calling. Second series of the season. Second and third of April at Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And then they come to the bank the following week. That's must-see TV right there, buddy.
Well, it is.
It is.
It definitely is.
And I was bad-mouthing Middleton, you know. Then you remember that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this was him doing the 13. I didn't see 13 years coming.
Yeah, well, I mean, how productive will he be at age 40? You know, like, I don't know what the 13 years is supposed to represent, actually.
It won't be another Howard, maybe, you know?
Yeah, I mean, why would they press for 13 years? Like, why would Harper take 13 years, first of all?
Well, I think the DH is coming to National League by then.
You think so?
I do. Right. I want to see it. I want to see the playing field out.
Decent theory. Him at age 40, DHing.
Well, what's he getting, $25 million a year?
Yeah, it comes out to about $25
million. Well, yeah, between merchandising and getting only crowds, they'll pay for a chunk of that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm seeing standing room only crowds. It's back, baby. Mm-hmm. It's coming back to the bank.
All right, Dennis.
I see.
You got it, buddy. Now, I don't know when Harper's going to play spring training because I'm looking at their schedule now. They're home tomorrow, but he's not going to play tomorrow.
No way. He's probably still got to get his physical.
Yeah. And Saturday, there's a split squad that's playing in Tampa. So he's not going to go on that trip. Port Charlotte.
Nah.
He's not going on that trip. Nah. So he'll stay and get some BP in Philly. And then Sunday, they're in Fort Myers. He won't be on that trip.
Nah, he can. Why not?
Well, they're not going to make him go to Fort Myers.
Why not?
No. Yeah, just schlep on a bus on a Sunday? Nah.
All right.
His debut will be Tuesday. March 5th. St. Louis Cardinals at Phillies at Spectrum Field.
There's been some empty seats. I don't think there's going to be any more down there at Spectrum Field.
Tuesday is when he'll get in the lineup.
All right, it gives him a few days to get acclimated, mm-hmm. get Mrs. moves, get her set up.
That is correct.
That's nice.
All right, Sean in Jersey, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Sean.
Mike, what's going on, man?
How you doing, Sean?
Good, good. So listen, totally agree with what you guys have been saying. They definitely need to do some more. But I believe before he signed, you and Tyrone both said you would sign him to 10 years, $350 million, correct?
Yep.
Okay, so that's about $35 million a year. Obviously, by going down to 330 and getting those extra 3 years, that frees up $8 to $10 million. I mean, what are you going to do with that in 2 to 3 years? My thing is, you gotta throw to Trout. Like, that's less that you have to shed to get to Mike Trout. And everyone who says that he loves playing in L.A., he doesn't want to play in L.A. if he's building a house in the metropolis of Millville, New Jersey.
Like, well, that's what this emailer said. I don't know that he's built. I was mistaken, by the way. It's not $200 million mansion. It's 200. It's on 200 acres of land that he owns
right
in Millville.
Yeah, lots of ducks have 2 acres of land, but I mean, or 200 acres of land. But I mean, at the end of the day, I think the biggest thing is in 2 to 3 years, what are you doing with that $8 to $10 million a year? I think you.
Yeah, I think it'd be fantastic if that's their plan. That'd be great. Yep. You know, if Trout looks at this team and goes, "Wow, I can play for my hometown team and we're a contender," maybe he doesn't sign with the Angels. But you know what the Angels are going to do tomorrow?
Right,
they're going to come over the top. They're going to 350 easy.
Oh yeah, absolutely. They're definitely going.
No, it's hard to turn down somebody offers you $350.
Absolutely, absolutely. I totally get it. You know, like I said, great deal. I think the 3 years actually, you know, long term will help the Phillies as far as, you know, their payroll per year. But, you know, definitely something to be excited about. So thanks for taking
my call. All right, Sean, you got it, buddy. All right, let's go to Tate in Mount Airy. Tate, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Tate?
Hey, what's up, Mike?
How you doing, man?
I'm definitely happy for Phillies and organization.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to step off the kumbaya for a minute, and we have to speak to the consistent overreaction of our fan base. Like, throughout this week, we trashed Harper, trashed his wife, trashed the Phillies before we knew what would happen. And I think, like, that's a constant problem with our fan base.
I don't get what you're saying. The fan base reacted emotionally to this whole situation. What did you expect them to do? Not react?
Wait until it happens, and then, because listen, let's hypothetically, if we, all this overreaction all week, had he not signed, now we have another 2 weeks of negative overreaction.
Yeah, but bro, this is what fans do. We react from day to day.
No, man,
there were different reports coming out every day about this thing. We were reacting to the reports.
Reports that were bogus.
Yeah, but we didn't know that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you don't know,
what do you react? Come on, man. Why would that bother? Fans do.
We have to take a loser's mentality. We have to have a winner's mentality.
Hey, fans react. Come on.
No, winners.
You're being silly.
I'm a winner. We need to act like winners. Wait until we hear the word and then react.
Now, but we also may have helped it by reacting. Negatively to Philly, saying their fan base is discontented.
You don't help an organization by trashing them.
Yes, you do. You say, we're not coming to the ballpark unless you sign this guy. Oh, that gets a reaction.
Boris has spoken. Got a quick quote on him before we go to break.
Go ahead.
They asked about the annual average, the lower average. He said, to get great length, the 13 years, you have to give something up. Frankly, the ballpark, and you mentioned that a few times, had a lot to do with it. Bryce hits great there, and ownership flew out twice and really went through the hoops to show how much he wanted Bryce. So I think what it came down to is the length of the contract and the total, but also the ballpark. And Vegas has already raised the total home runs from 34.5 to 36.5 just off of that home runs.
Listen, hold on. Scott, listen, I love the fact that his ballpark got he got the most money, okay? You got the most money from a team, and it was the Phillies. So God bless you. You know, you don't have to slice it 100 different ways. You got the most money for your client. That's what you want to do in the first place, and that's the end of that tune. Mike Fisinelli Show, we go. It's at 4 o'clock hour right here, 97.5, The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.